It's Thursday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that dropped Destiny 2 like King Gathalion dropped orcs. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
I don't even remember who the hell King Gathalion is, but Rusty does, so he's got this story.
King Gathalion, him and Broman, I watched a lot of their content. Oh, yeah. Back in the,
I remember that guy.
Yeah, back in the Destiny 1 days.
Yep, and they were part of the team that was first to drop Oryx.
Yep, definitely. Speaking of Destiny, Destiny 2 has been having some player count issues recently.
Why is that?
Yeah, so we're currently in a bit of a lull. if you're a Destiny 2 player, you probably have seen quite a dip in the player count. Right now, over all platforms, Destiny 2's player count has hit somewhere in the mid-300k range, which is lower than their previous lowest point back in 2018 during the release of Destiny 2's Curse of Osiris.
Was that when they began sunsetting?
No, Curse of Osiris was before they started sunsetting. That is another part of, one of the reasons why I think Destiny 2's popularity's kind of gone downhill. That was not a very popular choice. Curse of Osiris. Let me preface this. Curse of Osiris was disappointing for Destiny 2 because they said this expansion that they put out, Curse of Osiris, it was a very small map with very little to do in it, and there was just it was not an expansion. It was more of like a DLC map that they build as an expansion. And it was really, really disappointing. Destiny 2, from the very get-go, has been having rough patches. Like, very, like the vanilla, the base game, Destiny 2, took off real quick. And then people realized that it was not Destiny, like the Destiny 1. So
I feel like, so we played Destiny's been out like more than 10 years at this point. And came out, like there was a lot to do. And then you got to the raids and like, there was still a decent amount to do. And after a while I kind of fell off, and then Destiny 2 came around and then they started, it got to a point where there was like three dungeons you could run in like a raid or two. Right. And I know I'm getting my numbers off, so I haven't played in a very long time, but it was extremely content light. Like it was like playing WoW in a single zone, right? A single zone with a couple of dungeons and a raid. And that's what playing Destiny was like. Well, I'm going to go and, into a single zone in World of Warcraft and play that forever. And no, like bored.
Most of the time the three of us played Destiny together, the original Destiny. There was quite a lot to it, especially with the strikes, right? But then when Destiny 2 released, they released with very little to do.
Right. And that's been kind of the curse of Destiny 2 since the very beginning. Because people chewed through the content of the original Destiny 2 release really, really quickly. And then they've been struggling to keep pace with that for the longest time. Now, when they released Curse of Osiris and it got down to right around 400k the player count across all platforms, the studio head, Justin Truman, he said that they were really close to just shuttering Destiny 2 completely because the players weren't there. It was not worth putting more effort into it. And we're currently at a point now where there is less than that playing, playing the game actively. It's just been, they've had a hard time keeping their players in its, and they're having a hard time actually gaining new players with, with new expansions. So it's looking like it's looking real bad for the future of Destiny 2.
Well, I want to just compare something, right? Like they build this as a shooter massive multiplayer game, right? We're gonna pick on a game that's about 10 years older, right? But World of Warcraft. I'm not a World of Warcraft player because it's incredibly addictive. That's why I don't play it anymore. Too addictive for me. Is it a good game? It actually is. Like, it's incredibly good. I would still probably play it, but like I can't do that anymore. So it's too much like crack cocaine for me. But the original WoW launched with 20 dungeons, right? And right now there are over 115 dungeons in World of Warcraft, right? That's a lot of content. Yeah. For raids, there are 50 raids in World of Warcraft. There are currently 14 strikes in Destiny. 14.
14. And 14. They had more.
And we're talking like over 10 years later, there are 14 strikes.
They had more. That's the thing. They had the content. They got rid of it. They sunset it. And I don't understand why. I don't get why they did that. Because all of the games that, that I've played that, that are kind of like this, they repurpose their old content.
Right.
So, for instance, you say World of Warcraft. I'm going to go with Final Fantasy 14. Every single dungeon in Final Fantasy 14 is relevant, even at maximum level. Because
they, in World of Warcraft, they also did heroic dungeons. I don't know what they're doing now, but they were like, yeah, we want to make sure that this stuff still gives you something to do. Right. Remember, you would like, it was called pugging, right? But you'd pug for heroic dungeons, right? And you might go run heroics that afternoon for gear or for whatever resource you needed, whatever, right? But that was something fun to do.
You could do that, and Destiny was set up in such a way that everything was it basically level skilled for you anyway, and the strikes are just a scenario that you play through. So everything was already level, level appropriate. They had the, the framework there. The only thing that was kind of out of whack was, where it was in the story, which they could have fixed easily. But they decided to sunset it, which in my opinion was not the start of the downfall, because it had already been going downhill.
No, but it was the point where like that pistol that was so good is now just a piece of shit. So
when they say, "Oh well, we're going to make you refarm for your favorite gun because we arbitrarily said, hey, we're going to raise the level cap and now all of the guns that you really like, you can't keep them because they're not going to be relevant in this period of time that they choose. And it felt very arbitrary. It felt forced.
Maybe one of the worst decisions in a live service game ever. A popular live service game.
In my opinion, it was. It was what got me to stop playing, because I was playing Destiny 2 a lot.
Yeah, for those of you guys that have just started listening or following us, the Rusty played a lot of, three live service games, right? Final Fantasy 14, Warframe, and Destiny. Pretty religiously, I would say you have well over 1,000 hours in each of those titles.
Oh, easily. So, just in Destiny 2, I have 762 hours just in that game. And I stopped years ago. I I haven't played Destiny 2 in a long time. I have over 1,000 hours in Warframe alone. So, yeah, I like good, you know, good games like that, you know, look like that, but I will move away from them when I see something that I don't like. And Destiny 2's sunsetting, I think, was the nail in the coffin for me. Now, what can Destiny, or what can Bungie do? What can they do as a company to, you know, to come back from this? And I think, honestly, that they might not be able to, not with Destiny 2. I think that, you know, going forward, they would have to either iterate on Destiny, so Destiny 3, for instance, or they would need to, you know, take a page out of, you know, Blizzard's book and re-release the content that, you know, that they sunset. You know, do something like a Destiny 2 Classic or something like that, where you can go through and, you know, and experience the, you know, the entire story of Destiny 2 and not just the current timeline.
It's also incredibly confusing as to what you need to be doing if you get into it again. When 2 came out a few years back, I was incredibly but they'd released an expansion. You're like, oh, it might be good again. And I played for about 20 hours. I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now and what I'm working towards or any of this stuff. Because none of the story the story wasn't condensed in a way that made sense.
There should be an on-ramp, and is not an on-ramp.
It used to be you had a pretty good idea as to why you were doing the things, right? A linear approach to what you should be doing before. And it just kind of felt like I was let out into the wild, and then I just did the live events and then looked for raids or looked for strikes, right? It was just aimless, right? Like it was a weird game. That's right,
Boba. It was. It was. And, you know, and I honestly think that, you know, that at this point, Bungie just needs to take a step back and maybe let Destiny go. They've got other IPs that they can work on.
Yeah, they're trying Marathon, which doesn't look promising either.
No, it does not look promising, but maybe they put, you know, some effort into it, or they go back to the drawing board and be like, you know, look, for now, because they already have that content somewhere, they be able to put together the Destiny 2 Classic or a Destiny 2 Collection and let people go through the entire story of Destiny 2. And then while they're working on that, they just move on, do a Destiny 3, or move on to completely new projects, because maybe Destiny's just run its course. You know, sad to say, but games happen. You know, games die like that, you know, all the time. And it might be, this might be the time.
Well, I don't really have anything else to add to that.
Okay.
Because I happen to agree. So, what do you guys think? What's your thoughts on Destiny? Are you still playing it, or are you glad to see it go? If you want to find more about us, though, you can find full episodes of Tiltcast at tiltcast.com. You got iTunes and Spotify. And, of course, you can find us on youtube.com/tiltcastshorts, Tiltcast Shorts with a Z. Come back Saturday. You'll hear some more news. We'll catch you guys.